Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Up in there. Somebody's got your back on this one, huh?
Well, it was more of a humble brag than anything.
Yeah, I guess you're kind of right.
Right? A little humble brag?
Little
usually
humble brag.
Usually we have a freezing cold takes that come up, and you're like, oh, wow, what was I thinking?
Yep.
This one's the opposite.
This is Dave Burkett from the Free Press. And you just mentioned that every time you see Devin Booker do anything, it just stings. As a guy who should be here.
Scored 70 in a game, Doug. 70.
Burkett tweeted at you. This one's for at Kang. And then it's linked to a tweet that he sent on June 25th, 2015.
Which I just looked up was the night of the NBA draft in 2015.
We didn't get to it on the 7 Sports Cave the other day, but I said I'd take Devin Booker if I were the Pistons. Who do you want them taking? This was on June 25th, 2015, as you said. So there you go. It is kind of a humble brag, but Dave, I appreciate you listening, and you got my guys back. So, and good call by you, for that matter.
Great call.
Yeah, because.
Well, maybe if you would have got to it on the Sports Cave, the Pistons would have listened.
That's right.
Jeez.
So who was hosting that night?
Right.
Hmm. Do we now know who to blame? Hmm. Mine's a little more recent, but the Red Wings should have drafted Quinn Hughes. That's from Tom. From Kevin and Hal, JD Martinez, easy. Yeah, guys you traded, that doesn't help either.
But you had him at least.
They did have him, but it doesn't mean that everybody wanted him to go. Like this one, for me, it was Jabari Parker in college, but now it's Scherzer. So there's a Michigan State basketball fan. I thought Jabari Parker was going to State. And I was just reading the tea leaves and everything you see. So I bought into that and then was shocked that he went to Duke. Now for this guy, it's Max Scherzer. I mean, it's hard. They had hard decisions to make. They didn't have an endless Yankees-type bankroll. I mean, if we were the Yankees, they would have kept Scherzer and JV and JD Martinez. They would have kept
and still extended Cabrera.
Yeah. I'm still salty that Hossa was passed for Franzen on the contract renewal. Tough one because of the Franzen concussions. And that's knowing that that guy's still suffering to this day, I try not to get mad about that because I feel like nobody scored bigger goals than Johan Franzen. We used to call him TBP ITL, the best player in the league. Joking, we knew he wasn't, but he scored so many big goals. And the knock on Hossa was he didn't do it in the postseason. The knock on Franzen was great in the postseason. So many big goals. Then he got hurt, and it all fell apart. Mike in Belleville, Eugenio Suarez should be a Tiger. DD messed up big time for rental players. No one players Donovan Mitchell. We get stuck with Luke Kennard. Another one here from an unnamed texter. Doug, my man, I am so bitter, and I think it will be until Alexis Lafreniere is done playing that it isn't going to be with us. I'm so pissed at the NHL for this. We wouldn't be as pissed if they didn't fall to fourth. We'd still be mad. This is sort of irrational. I remember I kept saying leading up to the draft, I don't want to get mad about this before it happens. I don't want to get mad about this before it happens. But when you realize you're the number one team in the lottery that should get the player, and yet you have a better chance at finishing fourth than you do first, something's wrong. They had an 18.5% chance of finishing fourth or first and like a 50.4% chance of finishing fourth.
I mean, obviously it wouldn't sting as bad if you had the second pick yep. or the third pick. But to do the to be the fourth pick when you are that much worse than everybody else. It's not like you, hey, we're, you know, we barely got the worst record in the league. No, they were so bad. And to end up with the worst possible case scenario, that stings.
Yes.
I mean, even if you prepare yourself for it, like you kind of did, Doug,
yep.
it still stings.
Yep. And we tried not to get mad about it, but you could see this coming a mile away. A mile away. Somebody just sent one over, and I don't know if it's true. Sorry, I'm just, oh, it is true. Wow. I hadn't heard this one before. Forgive me if everybody knew this. You know about the 2007 Red Wing draft?
No.
In 2007, the Red Wings took Brendan Smith. They passed on PK Subban. That kills me every time. Now, to be fair, they didn't go in the same round. Brendan Smith went 27th to the Red Wings, went out and played at Wisconsin. PK Subban went 43rd to Montreal. So 15 picks later. This one's an oldie, but Terrell Pryor picking Ohio over Michigan could have made Rich Rod's early years more successful. Yep, that was a big miss for him. Big miss for him. Now, even if getting Denard, but things, the Rich Rod, the probably wouldn't have been successful anyway because Rich Rod's failings came with defense, special teams, and then he didn't make a ton of friends. He rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. He didn't like totally emerge himself in Michigan culture, which you can get away with if you're winning, but when you're losing and you're not emerged in the culture, you know, that's a problem. He didn't keep any of Lloyd's guys around. You know, the former players had nobody to call when they called the building. I mean, it was, you can get over those things, but you better win. Mine is Donovan Mitchell. Literally every time I see him do anything, I think he should be here doing it for us. That's from Jay Mays. The Suns are in the bubble and like one or two games out of the eighth spot. What's that guy talking about? 248-539-9797. Ticket text to the same number, plus your comments on Twitch. It doesn't have to be the number one guy. We're just talking about guys that still sting to this day. Hey, I wanted to bring this up because I saw this today and I thought I can relate to that. And that is, there's a publication called Southern Living. And Southern Living had the following headline that I just thought, there's no way. There's absolutely no way. The headline is as follows. Dollywood tops even Disneyland on TripAdvisor's Best of the Best Theme Parks Awards. What? Dollywood tops Disneyland on the Best of the Best Theme Park Awards? What? Okay. I mean, I'm going to start a little club, and the club is made up of people that have zero desire to go to Dollywood. I got a pretty big club, don't I? I got a lot of members in my club. Dollywood tops Disney? I'm not buying it.
Now, is that as far as value, too? I'm not sure how expensive Dollywood is. I know Disney's very expensive. Is that taking everything into account, what you get for your money, or is it just straight up, hey, this versus this is better?
I don't know, but I can't even imagine how great Dollywood has to be and how cheap it has to be to surpass Disney. But anyway, it did get me to thinking of the following. Vacation spots you went to that you had zero expectations and loved. Because I played one of these out on the air and another one not so much, although I've talked about it on the air. Do you remember that show we did where I'm like, I'm going to Mackinac Island. I'm not that stoked. Not even sure we should go. And phones lit up. Like I've lived in Michigan pretty much my whole life. And I've never been to Mackinac. And I don't feel like I'm missing out. Then we went up there. We took our bikes, took the ferry over. And I loved Mackinac Island. Loved it. Wanted to go back. Wanted to stay the night. Was disappointed when the last ferry was leaving. And I remember being up there thinking, God, these listeners are right. This place is great. And, you know, I guess my definition of great is shaped in part of being, you know, father, three kids, because I'm looking at is it, do the lines intersect? Adults have fun, kids have fun. And when those lines intersect, it's a good spot. When it's checking boxes for the adults and the kids, that's a good spot. I really, really liked Mackinac Island. Had a good time. Restaurants, bars, the bike, the loop around the island.
I was just going to say, it took you a second to get to the biking, but
yeah, we did. We biked the circumference of the island. You know, the tour of the fort was awesome. The history. You know, we really, really enjoyed it, right? We spent a day. That would be one vacation spot I went to with little expectation and ended up loving it. The other one was, I've talked a lot about how our family does the train trips. My wife, when our kids were young, said, I don't know, I want to do something fun this summer, some kind of adventure. I'm like, adventure, all right. Started thinking, I went, Amtrak. All right, we take the train out to Arizona, go to the Grand Canyon, go to Sedona, go visit her relatives in San Diego. Perfect. It was such a hit. The kids loved it. She loved it. We've done train trips all across America in the years that followed. So we did train trip to, it was actually Flagstaff where you got off, rented a car, and then tooled around the Southwest, Arizona. Next one we did was to Denver, train trip to Denver, and then did Rocky Mountain National Park, Zion National Park, again back to San Diego, see our relatives. Then we flew into Denver and did the rest of the ride from there to Truckee, from Denver overnight to Truckee, and did Yosemite. Then we did Seattle down the coast to Santa Barbara. Like, we had all these train trips, and the one corridor heading out west we hadn't done was the Northwest. And I was like, I'm not that stoked. But we went to, took the train to Glacier National Park. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Whitefish, just outside, is the place I want to move to and retire to. And Glacier is spectacular. Scraped just the very bare minimum of what that park has to offer. And I loved every hike we went on, every lake we saw, every peak that we summited, all the wildlife. I mean, and there's thousands and thousands of trails, and we did like four. I can't get back there fast enough. What is the number one destination for you? You had no expectation, little expectation, and it far exceeded your expectations. Like, apparently Dollywood, which outrated Disney, TripAdvisor's best theme parks. Doug Karsh, Gator out. We're talking about, I just kind of surprised this headline. I'm sure it's a great place, Dollywood, but according to TripAdvisor, it ranks higher than Disney. I'm like, no way. There's no way. But it got us talking about vacation spots you went to. You didn't have high expectations. You weren't fired up about it. And then you actually went and you're like, oh my God, this place is great. Mackinac Island, locally. I listened to many of the listeners that said you're going to love it. And I did. And then the one I did with my family, when we did a lot of excursions out west, and when they were young, when the kids were younger, we were going to do one last one this year, but you know, coronavirus. We took a train to Whitefish, Montana, and went to Glacier National Park. We spent 3 days there, which I thought was way too many. I'm like, I loved it. Want to retire there. So these are vacation destinations that far exceeded your expectations. Just a reminder, Tigers back in action tonight here on 97.1 The Ticket. Matt Boyd versus Chad Cool. The matchup tonight. Kang, you got a spot before we get to the people?
No, but I didn't have low expectations, but I got to tell you what kind of blew me away when I got there was Vancouver.
Oh.
That is a beautiful, beautiful city. I mean, the ocean, and they have, you know, the forests out there. You can get out, take a ferry to, I think it's Victoria Island, I think it was called. It's a beautiful area. I mean, I went in the summertime. I'm not a big winter guy, you know this, but
yep.
Yeah, I was blown away at the views and just really scenic, man. That's a nice place. Have you been?
I have not, but I've heard nothing but great things about it. And I've got relatives in Victoria, which is close to, and I've been there. But that's like a ferry ride away from Vancouver. But yeah, people love Vancouver.
I figure you would love it in the wintertime. Didn't they get a Winter Olympics out there? Yeah, I think
Whistler,
I saw the, yeah.
Whistler is the spot. Whistler's on the bucket list. Gotta go to Whistler.
I'm sure skiers and snowboarders already know
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm gonna get to Whistler. When I move to Whitefish, it'll be a short
it'll be
drive.
A lot closer, yes.
Let's get to your phone calls. We go to Aaron in South Lyon. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's up?
Fun topic. So I had my wife's friend had a destination weekend and for her birthday, and they picked Cleveland, and I wanted nothing to do with it. Cleveland, anything Ohio, aside from Cedar Point, nothing. I want nothing to do with it. I was begrudging. I didn't want to go. But, man, I went down there, and I had a great time. And, like, they're renovating it kind of like Detroit. Like, you can see a lot of Dan Gilbert, you know, all the old cool buildings, and they're, you know, got a fresh, you know, remodeling. And I don't know. There's a lot of bars, a lot of restaurants, and I had a good time, and I didn't want anything to do with it. Now I look forward to another chance to go back there and, you know, spend a weekend.
Years ago, I played in a Gus Macker basketball tournament in downtown Cleveland, and we had so much fun.
I was blown away. Yep. I wanted nothing to do with anything. With yep. And it was a good time.
Part of the thing is, if you go into something with such low expectations, even having an average time exceeds your expectations. So it probably warps what you think of the place, but I get where you're coming from. I was not fired up to be in downtown Cleveland, and I had a great time.
Me too, man. Yep. So thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you. 248-539-9797. Jake is in Grosse Pointe, and he is next. Hi, Jake.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Hey, so I just want to talk a little bit about Dollywood and Disney, and I agree 100% with TripAdvisor that Dollywood is better. I've been to both parks.
And what makes it better?
I'll tell you what. You go out to Tennessee in the Smoky Mountains, the location of Dollywood is just immaculate. It's so beautiful out there at the mountains, and the park is tucked away right into them. You can't even see the rides or the roller coasters until you get right up in there. So it's such a cool location. Also, the staff there, you know, it's great. Everybody talks about the Disney magic, but at Dollywood, it's, you know, kicked up to another level. I don't know how it is now during COVID times, but, you know, when you get on a ride, they take your bag or they just come around and ask you how your day's going. And, you know, that can make a kid's day. And so it's just the little things that they do. It always seems like they do it right.
How do the rides compare to Disney?
Well, the rides are definitely more diverse. And what I mean by that is it'll appeal to teenagers. It'll appeal to little kids. It'll appeal to, you know, those grade school kids, because they have parts of the park that are tailored towards those kids. And they have other, you know, extreme roller coasters, some of them better than Cedar Point roller coasters. And I think many people don't know that about Dollywood because maybe they don't market it as well. But they have that wide range, you know, for everyone. Even for the, you know, the older folks, they have a beautiful train ride that goes right through the Smoky Mountains. It's great.
All right. There you go. My man's taking up for Dollywood. 248-539-9797. Feedback as well coming in. Also still people telling about the ones that sting them when they see him play for other teams. Aaron Donald, Donovan Mitchell are the two that get mentioned all the time. For you, Kang, though, the Devin Booker is still bothers you. For me, it's I feel like I'm playing my hand early, but it's Alexis Lafreniere. From an unnamed texter.
Because it's a double whammy for you, though. Not only should, you know, you like the player, but they got screwed so bad in the lottery, you know?
Screwed so bad.
Yeah.
So
it's one
bad.
Thing if they passed on him at the one, but they don't even have a chance.
Nope.
Because they should have the number one pick.
Yep. I think the Astros are much more bummed about losing J.D. Martinez than Detroit. It's from an unnamed texter. And that's probably true. They got nothing out of him. Randy Moss is the number one with a bullet. If he gets drafted, Barry probably doesn't believe he's in a rebuild and may have not retired. That's from Dan. Are we allowed to say Tom Brady since he was drafted so late? Sure. I mean, especially if you were a fan that wanted him to draft Tom Brady, there weren't a ton of people that wanted that, if they're 100% honest. We got some from Twitch. Rapid City, Iowa, just kidding. That's from Rise Guild 12. Every time we talk about this draft, my blood starts to boil. Ugh, Bettman. Yep. I get where you're coming from, man. I get where you're coming from. Yes, I'm so mad about that. And we could see it coming. You knew it was going to happen. You knew it. You knew they weren't picking first, and you knew they were picking fourth. And we paid almost no attention to how stupid this system was until it. We're like, wait, what? We're going to be the worst team in hockey, and we have an 18% chance to win the draft. What? That's it? Sure, it's better than any other team, but that's it? Knew it was coming. I was gone that day, too, wasn't I? I wasn't gone that day. It was after the show. I was on the golf course. That's what it was. And my phone started buzzing. No! Gator and angry face emoji and all this stuff coming out. I'm like, oh, crap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.